When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Morning Mash. This is Craig Bourne here with you, as always, on Jaybird Watching. So, big game for the Blue Jays, or at least Kendrys Morales, yesterday, as the Blue Jays take down the Baltimore Orioles in a 5-3 fashion. The main part of the offense, as I mentioned, Kendrys Morales, who goes 2-for-4 with two long balls as he takes flight. Those two home runs, the first one was a solo shot off Andrew Katchner in the fourth inning to kick off the scoring, and then he capped it all off in the fifth inning with another home run, a three-run blast that pretty much knocked Katchner out of the game. So that 1-2 punch from Kendrys Morales, getting his 15th and 16th home run of the season, has actually brought his batting average up to a nice .252 over the season after a horrific start to the season where everybody wanted him to be kicked off this team, just like Hanley Ramirez did with the Red Sox. Just overpaid and underperforming was the key word for Kendrys Morales. Really turned things around over the last couple of months and looking like the hitter of old. So hopefully that he can keep doing this for the rest of the season and carry some of this momentum into the next season. It'd be nice to see him, if he's not hitting like this, unfortunately, folks, I really want him to see the free agent market or be released somehow. Just not enough power if he's doing what he was doing over the beginning of the season. Good to see him doing what he's doing with a 4 RBI performance yesterday. Also getting on the RBI action anyways, Kevin Pillar, after a game where he was more or less scolded out for stealing third base with two outs, Gibby let him have it and apparently lit a fire under him as he goes 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI double. And actually, both of his hits were doubles. I did not remember that. So good deal. Also picking up on a couple extra base hits, Richard Urania, looking a little bit better at the plate. That double brings his batting average up to .263, also had a walk. And then we have to talk Danny Jansen, currently batting .381 and extended his career-long hitting streak to six games with a 1-for-4 performance, which is his third double of the season. Pretty good for six games and looking very good behind the dish as well. So all things good on Danny Jansen land. And him rocking those specs, he's clearly seeing the ball very well and doing insanely good since his call-up from Buffalo. Marco Estrada was on the bump and battled through the 5 1/3 as he picks up his seventh win, scattering seven hits and three walks, allowing his typical and token home run in the game to Rodrigo Nunez. So 5 1/3 with him, like I said, with four strikeouts as well. So Ryan Tepera would come on, pick up the hold for his 12th of the season, allow just one hit and 1 1/3. Jaime Garcia picks up an out as well as Tyler Clifford, going a perfect inning. One strikeout during his performance. And then Kenny Giles picking up his 16th save. I think it's his third one with the Toronto Blue Jays. Perfect inning. No base runners, no walks, no nothing of any kind for him in the ninth inning as the Blue Jays pick up their 56th win. So hopefully heading in the right direction, because it would be really nice to see this young, talented team and the leftover veterans on the team to be able to squeak into a 500 record end the season here. And in all reality, if you check out my latest article at the South of the Six, that is one key thing other than everybody agreed on the poll yesterday that getting these youngsters going for the 2019 auditions in the early time here is the critical part of the Blue Jays' remainder of the season. Curtis Granderson and Justin Smoak making it through trade waivers. So if the club would like to depart with either of them, they are now on the block, so to speak, after making it through revocable trade waivers. So all good there. So the Blue Jays still might be able to get a few pieces for some of these guys. And one wonders if they were already doing that. Are they on their way or not? So check out my article on South of the Six on how the Blue Jays could still turn this frown upside down for the remainder of the season. And we're right here to keep you updated on those Blue Jays news. But right now, we got a very quick minor league recap coming. So how about that minor league recap? The Blue Jays minor league system still doing very well. The Buffalo Bisons had the off day, resume action again today. The New Hampshire Fisher Cats unfortunately lose by one run and a 4-3 loss. And with a resurgence in the ninth, they came pretty close, scoring one late. Unfortunately, the hole was dug a little bit early by Aaron Sanchez, who was making a rehab start, goes 4 1/3, throws 86 pitches, scatters 6 hits, and walks 4 as he struggled with some of his control. But he was probably more getting his head right and ready to go. 4 runs, 3 of those earned, 4 strikeouts as well. So a little rough for Aaron Sanchez in his outing. 2/3 an inning from Dusty Isaacs, who did not allow a base runner of any kind. 1 strikeout for him as well. And then Hector Perez, one of the new acquisitions from the Houston Astros, very solid outing. Goes 3 innings, allows just 1 hit, 1 walk, and strikes out 3. Been very encouraging for Hector Perez since he's joined this club. Now has a 2.5 ERA since joining the club. Like I said, this would be a 3-4 loss as the New Hampshire Fisher Cats fall to this Portland Sea Dogs. Bo Bichette is now the reigning doubles king in New Hampshire Fisher Cats history after a 3-for-5 performance, 2 RBIs, and that's the news for Bo Bichette. John Berti, 2-for-4 performance as well, 1 run scored. Santiago Espinal picking up the RBI on a double, goes 1-for-4 as well, but also picked up 2 strikeouts. But Bo Bichette picking up main part of the offense here. And yeah, just not quite enough as they go 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. That Bo Bichette single late in the game scored Juan Kelly to get it close, but not quite enough as the New Hampshire Fisher Cats fall to this one. The Dunedin Blue Jays also had the no case of the Mondays yesterday as they had the day off going down to Lansing with the Lansing Lugnuts. Picked up their 75th win of the season. Now 75-52 as they take down the Fort Wayne Tin Caps on a 5-4 loss or win for them. 10 hits for the Tin Caps, 8 for the Lugnuts as they get just enough offense here to be able to get everything going. So since first time last season, the Lugnuts will go back-to-back on a Samad Taylor home run. The solo blast came in the third inning and was promptly followed by Chavez Yun in the second or in the three spot, picking up his 8th home run of the season. So back-to-back blasts power the third inning for the Lansing Lugnuts. Samad Taylor would go 1-for-4 with that home run. Chavez Yun, who has been on fire of late, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored and an RBI, and actually picked up 2 stolen bases. That was his 36th stolen base of the year, the second one. So just insane amount of production. And Chavez Yun and Samad Taylor are some names you might want to hold on to. Those guys are very, very talented. Brian Lazardo would pick up another RBI as well with a 1-for-3 performance and a single. And then Brandon Resilonic would pick up the other on a sac fly. So good stuff. Lazardo was 2-for-3. On the mound, we had Maximo Castillo looking very good for the first part of this, but had some trouble in the second, but really let it ironed out for the rest of this outing. Five innings of work, seven hits, four earned runs, seven strikeouts for Castillo. Very good performance for him after other than that one inning. Matt Shannon would come in to relieve him. Three innings of work from him. Wicked solid as he picks, well, it's just two hits, no walks, no runs, and picks up a strikeout. And then Danny Jimenez picks up the save as he picks up number 12 with a just one base runner on a hit in the ninth inning. So great performance of the Lansing Lugnuts as they steamroll here to the playoffs. They are already guaranteed a playoff spot, but they got to finish hot. This team is a very different looking team than it did at the beginning of the season, as the Dunedin Blue Jays have been reaping most of the benefits of the Lansing Lugnuts early success, but the Lugnuts have been putting together a beautiful season in general with all of these players. And that just, I think, goes to tell you how depth riddled this Blue Jays minor league system is. We're going to see, we had so many off days. We're going to give you a little bit of a bonus here. We got the Vancouver Canadians lost 10-2 to the Dust Devils. Yep. That's a great name, isn't it? The Tri-City Dust Devils. Just a rough performance for them, as the only person to really pick up any core hits was Brandon Pelosi and Sterling Guzman, going 2-for-4 with multi-hit performances. And Yorman Rodriguez would pick up an RBI on a, and so would Nick Puckle. And the two of them picking up RBIs and counting for all the Vancouver Canadiens runs. Nobody's main fault in this rotation is Elio Silva gives the start, allowing three runs, one earned. A couple of errors were contributing, one walk and two strikeouts. And then the bullpen kind of took over. And unfortunately, Dennis Diaz did not even escape the inning that he had pitched in, which was the seventh inning, and did not allow or did not record an out. Allowed three hits and five earned runs while only went two walks. So very rough outing for him as the Vancouver Canadians fall to 34-29 on the season. Very good team, though, and they're going to probably make the playoffs easy. Let's go down to the Abbey League, where we're going to talk Bluefield Blue Jays baseball for a moment here. Cal Stevenson continues to just rake in the leadoff spot for the Blue Jays. 1-for-4 with another RBI and a run scored. So Cal Stevenson, very hot at the moment. And it's just, if he's one of those guys, I think you really need to be watching. Zach Helton of the broadcast team for the Bluefield Blue Jays has spoken highly of him when I had a chance to broadcast the one game with him. Definitely got the stuff and passes the eye test, and he's going to be a very exciting outfielder. Dominic Abadesa picking up a 1-for-4 performance, or 1-for-5 performance. I'd take that back. Two runs, or two RBIs, as he just completely rakes in all the stuff. And then Luis De Los Santos picking up the main bulk of the offense here as he gets a 3-run home run, his 6th of the season. The young shortstop having a pretty decent season, batting 259, 1-for-5 with a home run in this one. Great, great outing on the offense, but they came up just short in an 8-7 loss to the Princeton Rays. Not quite enough in the tank to finish this one off, as they came up short in the eighth and ninth inning, but very, very spirited performance, and this team is all about that idea. So Claudio Galva was on the mound. He went 5 innings of work, 2 earned runs, scattering 8 hits, which is saying something for how much you move those guys around. He got out of at most of those situations and picks up 2 strikeouts as well. Unfortunately, a big inning while Andy McGuire was on the mound, the both side of the ball player, offensively and pitching, unfortunately did not have the best pitching outing, as he goes 2/3 of the innings, 6 hits, a walk, and gives up 5 runs. So a little bit of a rough outing, but he had been pitching really well up to this point. Even after all that, has a 3.66 ERA. Eventually, ninth inning, Sean Radkowski would be saddled with the loss here. It is his 3rd this season, has a 7-3 record, but allows that last run to the Rays to be able to run away with this one. The Bluefield Blue Jays are 36-23 as they continue to just dominate this league. But last night, just not enough. But they miss out. So, everybody, I'm glad we were able to talk a little extra baseball here today and go down further into the depths of the Blue Jays minor league system. You can always hit me up on Twitter if you have questions about minor league baseball for the Blue Jays system. I'm Craig Borden, and I'm at Craigers1221 on Twitter. Also, don't forget to hit up the latest Blue Jays, Raptors, whatever Toronto sports news on southofthesix.com. And that's my new home here for the Jaybird Watching Gamecast, as we are now part of their little podcasting network that we have going on South of the Six. Also, where you can catch my writing scribblings. So, as far as what's going on next, the Toronto Blue Jays will be taking on the Baltimore Orioles one more time and another. So, the Sam Gavilio will be taking on Dylan Bundy. Gavilio is seen his ERA climb over the last few bullpen outings. And so hopefully a good start from him will be improving on that 5.13 ERA. That game is at 7 o'clock as the Blue Jays look to climb to 500. Everybody, don't forget to hit those subscribe buttons over the internet. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on iTunes, Spotify, a billion other ones that I can't even name off the top of my head, because the list seems to grow by the day. Thanks to Anchor FM being able to nicely get us on all these websites. And don't forget, if you're looking for some cheap tickets, head over to seatgiant.ca and use the promo code Jaybird and you'll be all set. Thank you, everybody. Go Blue Jays, and hopefully they can keep the lumber going against the Baltimore Orioles. They've been having trouble with Dylan Bundy repetitively through this season. It'll be nice to see them get off of him and just go nuts offensively. Anyway, go Blue Jays.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.